is all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Arrive back 15 years to June of 2003. Do you remember what you were doing back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the Ritz is ready for its close-up. Movie madness! The Ritz-Carlton Hotel sometimes looks like a movie set because all the Hollywood celebrities that pass through the lobby, but this week, it really was a movie set. For 4 days, Universal Studios was filming the sequel to American Pie. This one is going to be called The American Wedding. Jason Biggs and a lot of other stars are going to be appearing in this movie. And City picks a public works person in what city officials hope will be the first of many, many new hires. The department heads have been chosen for the director of public works and city engineer. And this will be Mr. Paul Nagengast. Interim city manager Deb Ryan praised Nagengast for his high qualifications and people skills. And close loss for the new tax. Turns out the third time is not the charm. The Measure A parcel tax, the third parcel tax measure to benefit schools to go before the Coastside voters in the past 4 years, went down to defeat. Results show that 65% of the voters did vote for it, but that was still 308 votes shy of what it needed to pass. And now for a little history in the making from my pub, Cameron's Restaurant. Folks are still talking about the recent royal wedding and often ask if we did anything at the pub to commemorate the occasion. The answer is a resounding yes. My mom opened up the pub at 2:30 a.m., which had just closed at 1 a.m., thanks to the successful and well-attended karaoke night. Faithful royalty fans joined her for the pre-wedding festivities, each bringing English goodies to munch on. Tea and who knows what other beverages were imbibed. Can't imagine this hearty group did lots of bonding in these wee hours. It was the day of the 6K walk in town to raise money for awareness for clean water needs in the third world countries. So mom went from royal wedding to Main Street for a walk and then to the Johnson House for the monthly open house. Wow, what a day, mom. She was born in America, but seems to have some of that true Brit stamina. Cameron's Pub always keeps up with how the royals are doing, be it weddings or new babies. My daughter wears a sweatshirt saying, "I was Charlotte first," because her name is Charlotte. Come on in and check out the royal life-size cutouts on the fireplace mantle. Then order a brisk cup of tea or a royal pint. Either way, we do hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 2003. And these are the major events taking place in the world. The new U.S. Department of Homeland Security begins operations and armed undercover sky marshals are used on aircraft to prevent terrorist attacks following 9-1-1. The United States plans for an invasion of Iraq due to an imminent threat from the weapons of mass destruction. Americans rename French fries to Freedom Fries in protest over France's stand on Iraq. A major severe weather outbreak spawns more tornadoes than any week in the United States history. 393 are reported in 19 states. And the last old-style Volkswagen Beetle rolls off its production line in Mexico. The space shuttle Columbia disintegrates over Texas upon reentry, killing all 7 astronauts on board. 2003, cost of living snapshot. A new house is $246,000. On an average income of $45,000. And gas, $1.83 a gallon. Popular films include The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, The Last Samurai, Terminator 3, and Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. In popular music, this Bronx, New York-born singer earns the Grammy Award for Song of the Year. Here's Luther Vandross and Dance with My Father.
That when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me. Dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
He rose to fame as a winner of the second season of American Idol and received a Grammy Award nomination for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Here's Reuben Studdard and Flying Without Wings.
Everybody's looking for that something, one thing that makes it all complete. You'll find it in the strangest places, places you never knew it could be. Some find it in the faces of their children. Some find it in the lover's eyes. Who can deny the joy it brings? When you find that special thing, you're flying without wings. Some find it sharing every morning, some in the solitary life. You find it in the works of others. wish all your life. And when you know how much that means, you found that special thing. You're flying without wings.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.